Athene and Sinon felt the gravity fade down to half a G as the distortion field dissipated. She watched the big, flat-tired crew bus rolling slowly towards the Vitek starship, elephant snout airlock tube held upwards. "Come along," Sinon urged, his mind dark with emotion. He touched her elbow, seeing all too plainly the wish to remain during the last flight. She nodded her head reluctantly. "You're right," she said out loud. "I'm sorry, that doesn't make it any easier." She gave him a tired smile and allowed him to lead her out of the lounge. The bus had arrived at the rim of the Voidhawk, its airlock tube lengthened, sliding over the upper hull surface to reach the crew toroid. Sinon diverted his attention away from his wife to the flock of Voidhawks matching pace with the ledge. There were over 70 waiting, latecomers rising into view as they left their crews behind on the outer ledges. The emotional backwash from the waiting Bitech starships was impossible to filter out, and he could feel his own blood singing in response. It wasn't until he and Athene reached the passage to the airlock that he noticed an irregularity in the flock. Iasius obligingly focused on the starship in question. "That's a Black Hawk!" Sinon exclaimed. Amidst the classic lens shapes, it seemed oddly asymmetric, drawing the eye. A flattened teardrop, slightly asymmetric, with the upper hull's dorsal bulge fatter than that on the lower hull. From what he supposed was prow to stern, it measured an easy 130 meters. The blue polyp hull was mottled with a tattered purple web pattern. The larger size and various unorthodox configurations which set the Black Hawks apart, their divergence from the Voidhawk norm, some called it evolution, came about because of their captain's requirement for greater power. Actually, improved combat performance was what they were after, Sinon thought acrimoniously. The price for that agility usually came in the form of a shorter lifespan. "That is the Udat," Iasius said equably. "It is fast and powerful, a worthy aspirant." "There is your answer, then," Athene said, using Affinity's singular engagement mode, so the rest of the crew were excluded from the exchange. She had a gleam in her eye as they paused by the airlock's inner hatch. Sinon pulled a sour face, then shrugged and walked off down the tube to the bus, giving her the final moment alone with her ship. There was a hum in the corridor she had never heard before, a resonance coming from Iasius's excitement. When she put her fingers to the sleek composite wall, there was nothing, no tremor or vibration. Perhaps it was only in her mind. She turned and looked back into the toroid, the familiar confined corridors and lounges. Their whole world.
"Goodbye," she whispered.
"I will love you always." The crew bus trundled back over the ledge towards the cliff of the polyp, nuzzling up to a metal airlock set into the base. Iasius laughed uproariously across the communal affinity band. It could feel the 10 eggs inside its body glowing with vitality, their urgency to be born. Without warning, it streaked away from the pedestal, straight towards the waiting flock of its cousins. They scattered in delighted alarm. This time there was no counter-acceleration force required for the crew toroid, no protection for fragile humans, no artificial safety limits. Iasius curved sharply, pulling an easy 9 G's, then flattened its trajectory to fly between the end cap and the giant metal arm of the counter-rotating dock. Weak, pearl-white sunlight fell on the hull as it moved out of the ledge's shadow. Saturn lay ahead, the razor-sharp line of the rings bisecting it cleanly. The Bitech starship headed in for the planet's waving streamers of ice crystals and primitive molecules at 12 G's. Stray dust motes and particles brushed smoothly aside by the distortion field's bow wave. Enthusiastic Voidhawks raced after it, looking more and more like a stippled comet's tail as they emerged into the light. In the crew quarters, metal was buckling under its new and enormous weight. Empty lounges and corridors were filled with drawn-out creaking sounds. Composite furniture was splintering, collapsing onto the floor, each fresh fragment hitting with the force of a hammer blow, leaving a deep indentation. The cabins and galley were awash with water that squirted from broken pipes. Strange ripples quivered across the surface as Iasius performed minute course adjustments.